Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gabor Pertic. I am a programmer support here for the 2009 Toronto International Film Festival. Thank you for staying. I hope you enjoyed the screening. And it is with great pleasure that I can introduce the director of the film, Yorgos Lanthimos. So he's here to answer a few questions. And raise your hands really high, because there's a bit of a blinding spotlight. So I'm going to try and sneak out of it as best I can, so. Oh, yes, just right there.
Do you consider Haneke an influence at all? Because this movie seemed, by the way, I thought it was a great, great movie.
Thank you.
But it reminded me sort of both Caché and Funny Games. They seem to evoke similar feelings.
Okay, thank you, I guess. But. Well, Haneke is a director that I really appreciate. I never had in mind anything specific while making the film or thinking about the film. So, yeah, it's definitely not the direct influence. It's probably one of the things that stay inside you. And I also think that it's you trying to associate with things that you know. So, but certainly somewhere deep in there might be something that I missed.
When did you lose your dog tooth?
Never, actually. Not yet. I'm not here.
Just in the middle there?
Did you have a particular experience or something that inspired you to make this film?
not a personal experience, no. The idea comes from thinking too much, I guess. it came from seeing friends of mine, getting married and having children. And and I wanted to show them this. it came from, actually I was making fun of them, is this going to work? Every family that we know is not going really well, people get divorced all the time and stuff. So I was thinking about the future of families and if it's gonna stay the same or not, and they were getting really irritated and saying, oh, why are you saying this? Everything's gonna be fine. So when I saw these people, getting so protective of what they have and being really scared just with the thought of something going wrong with what they started, made me think of what would someone do, in order to protect this thing in his own way and mind from any other influence and whatever could, affect it and destroy it. And so we came to this idea.
Just in the back there, John?
Nobody seems to be asking about that ending. Did you have four or five different endings to choose from?
No, not really. The ending is one of the things that I really was happy with from the script. Well, in the original script it was a different ending, but even before we started shooting, we came up to this ending, and I'm quite happy with it. And it stayed us from even before starting to shoot. So. It was the only ending that we had.
So from a plot point of view, you want us to just fill in the blanks?
If you feel that there's a blank. it's obviously one or two things that could have happened. And it depends what kind of person you are to be more optimistic or less or really pessimistic about it. But I like this thing.
I think she suffocated.
Yeah.
Is that optimistic?
You're slightly pessimistic. But yeah, the truth is that even if she got out, what would she do? Maybe that's even worse.
and she said one of her favorite actors is in this, and he's a wonderful stage actor. I don't know his name or anything, but I was just wondering why you felt you wanted to cast him, or what he did that made you want him.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I think it's the father, but I'm not too sure. Like, I was just wondering. Because she, like, talks about him all the time.
Yeah. Well, all the actors come from quite different backgrounds. So the father is a well-respected theater actor with lots of years of experience. The older brother and the older sister, they have a theater group of their own, and they make their own devised theater, so maybe she's talking about them. And they make their own performances, and they direct them, and they star in them. And the younger sister is not an actress at all. She has had dance training, formal dance training, and she's in a band. She's singing in a band. And a couple of the other people that are in the film are not actors. They're just people that I knew.
Yes,
the gentleman.
When you got into this project, did you already know about what happened with the Austrian family in Vienna, the underground family, or did that came up?
That came up, I think, while we were rehearsing. So I had the opportunity to look it up to see what was it about, but it wasn't something that we were interested in. I mean, the whole thing started from a different thing, so real stories that we heard afterwards didn't really affect us that much. To tell you the truth, we actually tried to avoid having anything to do with that, because we would like to have quite a different tone for the film, which was not that heavy, let's say, although the theme is very heavy, but the tone of the film is quite, I think, and I hope that it gets through.
Well, it just proves the old adage that truth is stranger than fiction.
I felt that the reference to the 1 month pregnancy with twins on the way, it's kind of called into question the origin of the children themselves, whether they were their children or they found them somewhere and it was part of the hiding possibility that was going on here. Was that just a story they were making up in order to bring the dog in?
Yeah, I think, yeah, to us, it was more for that kind of reason, and to try to reasoning with them to make, you know, to make them behave better. So it's one of those things that they come up, those stupid things that they come up to tell them so they can make them do their own things for as long as this thing lasts.
Yeah, we kind of come in halfway in that conversation with the husband and wife, and it seems like they're choosing twins and stuff. And
yeah,
it,
choosing
it,
what
it, it
to
feels
tell
a little
them.
Sinister there, and in a different way than the tone of him protecting everybody.
Yeah, well it's you see them, you know, trying to figure out what's the best lie,
yeah,
to tell them. The thing with the language, it's just a thing that when you go into this story and you set up the premises of the story and you say, okay, they have to lie to them about certain things, it's one of the, you know, the first things that comes up, that they have to use other words for other things and, you know, to keep them in the darkness. So, yeah, most of the things that are in the film come from the logic. After you have the idea, okay, you say, okay, how would this thing work? What would they have to do? It's like you get into their place and see how you can manipulate the whole thing, how you can So it's really a practical thing, how we built the film. And, you know, influences, nothing in particular. I mean, it's...
It's difficult to see you over there. Could you move back into the place?
There's no place to see. I can't see anything.
Yeah, do you have anything further?
You're
wondering what this guy looks like.
In the United States, homeschooling, where parents are actually pulling their kids out of the public schools to educate themselves, is pretty popular. Is that something that happens in Greece or in Europe in general?
From what I know of, not at all. It's exactly the opposite thing. They sent the kids to the public schools, but what happens in Greece is that they tend to live with their parents till they're really old, the kids. So you have like 30-year-old people staying with their parents, and they kind of are supporting them more. So that's where some of it comes from as well.
With that, thank you for staying.